Crystal just came dancing in. I love it. So what did we just hear? We heard Chaim David. No, that was from L'Chaim, Dear Stiller, Bulger from A.B. Schwartz and his Jewish Orchestra. Before that, Chaim David, Aya, and Bob Dylan, Full Moon and Empty Arms, Blanche Blackie, I Beg the Moon, and that's it. Time travel's coming at you. All right, here we go.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
WMFO Medford.
Now, let's see if we can't figure out what you are, my little friend. And where you come from.
You want to die out here, huh? Well, then die.
My name's Chris Earle. I do the show every week from 5 to 7 p.m.
Get that finger out of your ear. You don't know where that finger's been.
Where do you want to go to lunch?
I'm having a stroke.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm having a stroke.
Why aren't you answering me?
I'm having a stroke.
What's up with your face?
I'm having a stroke.
That's not normal. Is something wrong?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having an allergic reaction?
I'm having...
Now, I'm just going out on a limb here, but I think she was having a stroke. Well, you wanted a one-star record for your ride home. There it is. Like, I can't bring my vinyl collection to a big station. They'll be like, this guy's crazy. As usual, I promise nothing. Well, luckily, I have the police and a fire truck coming. Not going to play it. Sorry. It's like, that's what life is. It's like a series of disappointments. Occasionally, you get close to greatness, and then that's it.
Hello again, and welcome to
Time Travel with Chris. Or I shouldn't even say the name of my show. I am so embarrassed right now. So embarrassed.
I'm looking for the least possible amount of responsibility.
I saw him at, like, the arcade, like, years later, and then on Facebook, and he's like, oh, I think I remember you. And I just went, unfriend, see you later. Think I remember you. You were in my math class, or in history. Is it, what are people, just dumb? They just forget you? Don't people forget me? I'm a pretty bold personality.
Doc, no, don't be silly.
Doing things that the rest of you guys don't. The show is Time Travel. I'm here with you till 7 p.m. Well, I'm back from Chicago, so why not a show about Chicago? Here it is.
Another illusion I chose to create. You don't know what you got until it's gone, and I found out a little too late.
Live with it. I don't want to be without you. It's all a big mistake.
Hello, everybody. My name is Chris Earle. The show is Time Travel with Chris Earle, here with you every Wednesday night from 5 to 7 p.m. And unless, of course, I'm out of town, which, of course, I was last week. I hope you all had a happy Thanksgiving. Derek Gary and company kept the station warm while I was away. And the air condition is on. The hell's going on here? Isn't it cold out? It's 30 degrees warmer in Chicago. I come back, I'm like, it's freezing. Medford is freezing. It's the end of November in an otherwise crap year. As you get older, most of them are crap. But you know what? Last year, not bad for Chris Earle. This year, eh. Wait, I can't wait for it to be over. I had such a great time in Chicago, did all kinds of things. Saw some movies, saw some shows, did some shows, saw some people I hadn't seen in a while. Had a great Thanksgiving. A lot of fun. I just want this year to be over, though. I really do. I want it to end strong. And I figured, why not play some of the Chicago Transit Authority? That's what they opened up as. Chicago Transit Authority. They formed in 1967. 50 years of Chicago. And they went from jazz, rock, and fusion to like this little sappy love song thing of the 80s with Peter Cetera. And then, you know, they went back to some other stuff and got rid of Peter Cetera. And, you know, now he's aging and he'll never get back with Chicago. They were inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Long story short, 50 years of Chicago today on Time Travel until 7 p.m. So if you don't like Chicago, change the station. That's what I'm playing. That's all you're getting today. 617-627-3800 is the old number. It doesn't exist anymore. 855-915-WMFO is the official number to WMFO. If you have a Chicago tune you would like to hear, call on in and make a request. Again, 855-915-9636. On the Skype, it's WMFO-DJ. Locally, you can call at 781-350-3264. On the Facebook, it's Time Travel with Chris Earle. You can also find me under Chris Earle on the Facebook, Temporary Visitor from Another Planet. And it's been a whirlwind of a year. I got myself a Z-Pack because all of a sudden I get this cold. You know, I get the flu, and then all of a sudden everybody's sick. I go to Chicago. There's homeless people everywhere. Everyone wants to hug you and kiss you and shake your hand and stuff for Thanksgiving. It's like, yeah, so I got something. And the Z-Packs, it's just drying me right out. So I'm a little froggy. Landing in the airplane yesterday, it's like my head felt like it was going to explode for the first time. It literally felt like two people had taken the largest thumbs ever on any human being or simian creature and just jammed them right into my ears. And that's what it felt like on the way down. I'm like, you know what? I've seen horror movies. I've seen some of these torture horror movies. And I'm like, you know what? It's a new form of torture when you have two giant thumbs just embedded into your ears and the pressure between your nose and you can't breathe. And oh my God. And I got out, I blew my nose. It felt like a gallon of water came out of my ears when I blew my nose. And my friend picked me up. I can't hear you. He's saying, he's like, I can't hear you. He's like, you're whispering to me. I'm like, are you serious? I'm like, I'm talking like this. So everything's going. I was talking like this. I didn't realize it because I thought it was my regular voice. I could be whispering now. As far as I know, who knows? I could be deaf. I could be on like one syllable. Is it a syllable? What is it? I should know this. I'm a music man. One octave. I'm going to look that up. One decibel. A low decibel, like a low, low. Like dogs can only hear you. No, that would be high pitch. It would be a low, like low bass, like low bass. Anyway, let's listen to some more Chicago. Enough of me yakking away. I'm going to pop one from my Z-Pack, get fixed here at the station, and snap a few out for you. Chicago, till 7. Love it. Love those horns. It's very Christmassy, isn't it? Da-na-na-na-na-na.
You know our love was meant to be the kind of love to last forever. And I want you here with me.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Richard Cheese here. You know, my drummer, Frank Fetta, is not just an amazing musician. He's also an incredible sound effects Foley artist. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. He can use his drum kit to make any sound. So with your permission, I'd like to illustrate Frank's sensational talent by telling a story and letting Frank punctuate it with sound. You ready, Frank? All right, he just gave me the thumbs up. Here we go. Well, I was lying in bed this morning listening to the clock tick. And then the alarm went off. So I walked downstairs. and I went outside and closed the door. And then I opened up a rusty gate. And then I saw my cat, so I pet my cat. And he liked it. And then I fell down the stairs. And then I played my ride cymbal. Oh, and then I put my boots in the dryer. And then I got on a train. And I took it all the way to Chicago. No, our love was meant to be the kind of love that lasts forever. And I need you here with me. Hey, Bobby, what do you say we swing it? Un, deux, trois, quatre. You should know, everywhere I go, you're always on my mind. You're in my heart, you're in my soul. You're the meaning in my life, you're the inspiration. You bring feeling to my life, you're the inspiration. What have you near me, what have you hear me saying? No one needs you more than I need you. The Assassinators Band and James Huss here. You're the inspiration. Gotham Girls, Roller Derby, and Thor Hawksworth. You're the inspiration. Cult of Sue Todd, Monk and Mick the Elite British DJ. No one needs you more than I need you. Thank you.
Trick you. It's Richard Cheese. It's all Chicago till 7. What a great tune. That's one of my favorites. 25 or 6 to 4 by Chicago. I'm doing all Chicago till 7 p.m. My name is Chris Earle, and the show is Time Travel, here with you every Wednesday from 5 to 7. People are like, what is that about? And he finally let the cat out of the bag a few years ago. It was written by Robert Lamb, who was the keyboard player and the singer of Chicago, for that particular song, at least. He's trying to write a song, and it refers to the actual time of day. So it's either 3:35 a.m., which is 25 to 4, or it's 26 to 4, which is 3:34 a.m. So it's either 3:35 or 3:34 a.m. He said he was living with a bunch of hippies in Sunset Strip, and he was looking out over the Hollywood Hills, and it was late. He wanted to write a song about writing a song. So, waiting for the break of day, searching for something to say, flashing lights across the sky, which was a neon sign across the city that he saw. And great tune. Love it. Chicago, here with you until 7 p.m. My name's Chris Earle. 855-915-9636. If you would like to make a request, like this one that came in for Harry Truman. What? So that one was a song about Harry Truman. Not much more to say about that. Now that's Chicago from the often unappreciated Chicago 8? The often unappreciated Chicago 8. Yes. Statement. Released February 1975. Let's jump ahead, shall we? I don't want to live without your love. Chicago. It's not what I'm saying. title of the song. Thought it wouldn't matter.
Thought it wouldn't matter if we didn't stay together. And if it was over, maybe it was for the better. I was thinking I'd be all right till I thought it all through. Now I know that I ain't really living if I have to live without you. I don't wanna live without your love. I don't wanna face the night alone. I can never make it through my life.
I like that one. Baby, what a big surprise. Surprise! Chicago. Here with you until 7 p.m. Yeah. My name's Chris Earle. The show is Time Travel with Chris Earle. Been with you on the air almost 10 years here at WMFO. And boy, has it gone by fast. And I figured, you know, I was in Chicago and I'm listening to some Chicago. I said, why not some Chicago? Like the band, Chicago Transit Authority. That's what they were called back in 67. Then they got sued by those jerks in Chicago at the Transit Authority. So then they changed and they're like, hey, we're just Chicago. What are you going to do? Whole city going to sue us? And they didn't. They were fine. So for the past 50 years, they've been rocking out the jams, as the kids say. Rocking out the jams. And Peter Cetera, the voice of Chicago. Maybe. It's debatable. But I think Peter Cetera brought something to the table. He had the ballads. He brought in the writing. He got some ladies out there to pick up the Chicago albums. Can I suggest that? Is that something that's suggestible in 2017? Can I say women started to buy Chicago albums? Can I say that? Well, that's what happened. Next thing you know, I got a lawsuit coming against me tomorrow. Who knows? It's 2017 and it's horrible. But let's go back to 1967, to the beginning. The beginning of the Chicago, with questions 67 and 68. I was told there would be no math on today's time travel. But there is, and it's Chicago, here with you until 7 p.m. It's WMFO Medford, high atop Curtis Hall.